In the historical Iranian city of Tus in Razavi, Khorasan province, lies a man who, more than 1,000 years ago, made protecting the Persian language and culture against the onslaught of Arabic his mission in life. He dedicated 30 years of his life to writing the long epic poem Shahnameh, the Book of Kings. Abulqasem Ferdowsi set out to achieve this daunting act of literary genius with one purpose in mind: safeguarding and preserving the language and customs of the Iranian people. Then and for many years after, the responsibility of protecting Farsi fell on the shoulders of poets, writers, and literary minds. Down the ages, with various invasions led by Mughals, Arabs, and Turks, the Persian language was bombarded with other Eastern tongues. Then, during the Qajar dynasty that lasted from 1785 to 1925, the Qajar kings, captivated by the Western world, started a new chapter in Iran's history. Language became an instrument for importing the latest technologies, industrial feats, and art forms of the West. Foreign experts came to Iran and Iranian students went to study abroad. The Darul Funun Institute for Higher Learning was opened and European professors traveled to Persia, drawn by the allure of the Orient, to teach alongside Iranian lecturers. In short, the fight to preserve the Persian language only got harder as time passed. Before the Qajar dynasty, the Persian language was used across Asia. Before it was colonized by Britain, Persian was India's official language, and it was spoken widely in Afghanistan, Tajikistan, and Uzbekistan as well. But during and after the Qajar kings connected Persia with the West, Farsi came under attack from foreign influences. The volume of Western words finding their way into the Persian language was so immense that one person would not be able to fight it.
نیاز به یک دستگاهی که از زبان پاسداری بکنه.
The need for an organization that can preserve and vitalize language and plan for its future was felt in Iran more than 70 years ago. The Persian Academy was first opened in 1934 and was active until 1943. Then it was closed. Then it was reopened in 1970 and stayed opened until 1979. We call it the Second Persian Academy.
And the need for such efforts is felt more and more every day, with concepts like globalization and modern technology, the internet, industrial development and the like, threatening every language on the planet, including Farsi.
In today's world, thousands of words are entering people's vocabulary every day worldwide. They're related to various fields. New concepts, methods, and inventions are coming out all the time. For languages to survive in any country, new terms for the latest inventions and concepts have to be thought up. If this doesn't happen, foreign terms will enter the language, and the language will perish.
Article 15 of the Iranian Constitution states that Iran's official language and writing is Persian, and that all Iran's documents and correspondence, official texts and academic material must be written in Persian. A country's official language is part of its identity and considered a national treasure that must be kept alive and promoted inside the country to bring about unity among all its ethnic groups. To do this, the Academy of Persian and Literature was established in the year 1990. Its stated goals are protecting the authenticity of the Persian language as an element of Iranian national identity and the second language of the world of Islam, to enrich the Persian language so it can convey scientific and literary thoughts, to promote the Persian language and literature inside and outside Iran, and to vitalize the language and make sure it moves with the times and accommodates for new concepts. After the Academy was established, the Higher Council of the Cultural Revolution nominated 17 reputable figures of the Persian literary world to run the Academy.
فرنگستان ما از عمرش 22 سال میگذره.
Our Academy has been open for 22 years. It has a council made up of 25 Persian literature professors. As a scientific research institute, we have different departments, about 15.
The Academy's charter stipulates that it must have 15 to 25 Iranian members and up to 10 non-Iranian members.
Our Academy has 2 Tajik members and 3 Afghan members. They are from those countries and are some of the Academy's non-Iranian members. Mr. Manyazov passed away recently. Mr. Saifuddin is the head of the Tajik Terminology Department. Our non-Iranian members are on the terminology team because they show great interest in helping our efforts find Persian equivalents, and they can help promote those terms in their own countries. Even shops are obliged to have Persian names, not foreign names.
Maybe the most active of the Academy's departments that is responsible for strengthening and promoting the Persian language is the one that finds equivalents for foreign terms that have entered the Persian language. This helps the language grow as more concepts and vocabulary are added to the global word bank. Mr. Ghulam Ali Haddad Adel, the head of the Academy of Persian Language and Literature, also runs the Terminology Department.
One of our most active departments is the Terminology Department. Its members work on finding Persian equivalents for foreign words and phrases. This requires expertise. And in the 22 years since the Academy was established, we've been also able to generate that expertise in Iran. We've been in touch with international institutes as well. But based on Persian literature and many other fields, we've created a field that focuses on creating terminology. At the moment, in our Academy, there are 70 different groups, made up of experts and professors from various fields who all want to use Persian terms in their own fields. With their help, we are finding equivalents for foreign words and phrases. Nearly 40,000 equivalents have already been found.
Ms. Nasreen Parvizi, the deputy head of the Terminology Department, told us more about the team's activities.
Every week, we have 4 terminology meetings, and each one approves about 30 terms. So at least 120 terms are approved each week. Taking national holidays into consideration, around 4,000 terms are approved and published every year. Our expert teams have come up with 70,000 to 80,000 entries, but only around 35,000 have been approved by the Terminology Council. Our 10th publication is due soon.
The Terminology Department has an IT section that uses a digital word bank containing 7 million entries, which researchers from every department use to find Persian word equivalents. The results of all the research and equivalent finding are posted on the Academy's website, so the public can access them also. When we visited the Academy, the Terminology Department was sitting down to its last meeting before the summer. They were busy discussing equivalents for Western military terms. Military officials were also there to help the decision-making process.
In the year 2000, the Military Terminology Department started to work. The goal was to find Persian equivalents for technical and military terms. For years, English words were used. But what this department does is to find authentic Persian equivalents. So military texts and military correspondence and communication can be done in Persian.
There's no point in coming up with equivalents if people don't learn about them. So the new terms are posted on the website and printed in the Academy's annual publication.
Since last year, we've been publishing books containing 1,000 terms. When more than 1,000 terms are compiled for one specific field, we publish them. Terminology books have been printed for physics, medicine, and biology. Another 4,000 terms are waiting to be published this year. We also plan to publish an all-encompassing volume containing 35,000 terms for different fields.
The Academy has various groups, one of which is the publication group. More than 200 academic, scientific, and research books and magazines have been published. Most of them are to do with literature and linguistics.
I think we're more inclined to use Latin words. We are Iranian, but we don't always use native terms.
When someone invents something and gives it a name, we should show respect for the original term.
The Persian equivalent for subsidies has been used in the media, and now it's taken root. People use it.
They tell us to use their Persian equivalents for words like helicopter or animation, but a lot of those equivalents are long-winded. You cannot use them.
I don't think we need to find a Persian equivalent for all technical terms, like those in English, for example. I don't like the equivalents. It just isn't right in my mind.
To a certain extent, but as far as I can see, at work, most people use the old terms.
People might start using the terms they are trying to coin in the future, like in another 20 years, but not now.
I think a lot of these terms are useless and people aren't used to them. People are accustomed to the old terms that they have been using since they were kids. English and French words like merci people cannot replace them with Persian equivalents.
We asked a sociolinguist, Mr. Yadullah Parmoon, about the academy's activities.
در مورد ساختن واژه‌های جدید یا برگزیدن واژه‌های جدید به نظر من میاد
There are two or three things we have to take into consideration when creating new terms and words. First, those terms have to be transparent. That means they should reflect their meaning. Secondly, the word or term has to be simple in structure. And thirdly, it must be attractive. It must sound nice. In my opinion, the academy does not pay equal attention to these three points. I think the academy focuses more on transparency than anything else, and that's why the terms aren't easy to say.
Coining terms and finding equivalents for foreign terms can only be effective if people adopt and embrace them. But new coinages don't always sit well with the general public, so the Academy has to devise ways to encourage the use of new words and phrases.
The first Persian Academy approved around 1700 to 2000 terms. There was a lot of insistence that they be used. They were used in books and publications, but even some literary figures complained about this. They said the new terms were ruining the Persian language. But we are now using those terms in our bureaucratic system, for instance. No one realizes that once upon a time, these terms didn't exist.
One way the Academy tries to encourage the use of its terms is to act quickly when a new word crops up, to find an equivalent as soon as possible.
The word mahvare, meaning satellite, everyone uses it. Since the satellite was invented, we've had a Persian equivalent for it. Why? Because the academy acted quickly. The moment the word satellite entered people's vocabulary, an equivalent was presented. No one says satellite, they say mahvare. But if our academy suggests people stop using the word mouse for a computer mouse, it's hard for them. Why? Because we didn't act in time. People across the country in every family have a computer and are now accustomed to the term mouse, but we insist on replacing it.
Only if the government, parliament, and public support the academy's activities can the latest equivalents take root. The parliament is doing its part.
The parliament has passed a bill banning the use of foreign words or terms in any official document or text. Only academy-approved terms and words can be used. Based on this law and the Constitution, if a bill is passed in Parliament that has foreign terms in it, before approving it, the Guardian Council sends it to us to find Persian equivalents for the words and terms in question. This is how the Parliament is backing the Academy's activities.
It Iran has the Academy of Persian Language and Literature, the Academy of Science, the Academy of Medical Science, and the Art Academy. They all operate under the supervision of the President's office, which can help them a lot with their activities, but some say the necessary support is not always there.
By law, the President's office presides over all the country's academies. Because of this, when our books are ready for publication, they are first sent to the President's office. Then all government organizations get a copy. It's like a law. Everyone must comply. Unfortunately, the law is passed, but they don't really follow up to make sure it's abided by. The academy is a research center. It cannot preside over the use of these terms itself. The executive body has to do that.
The media is a very powerful tool when it comes to propagating a language and new terms and equivalents. By adopting them, the media can help coin them among the people. But this has to be done gradually. For more about this, we spoke to Ali Reza Khani.
The problem is that if we use these terms, communication between us and the public will break down. These are exceptions, but they are there. For instance, the equivalent for skis, barfsor. If we use this word in the news, for example, people won't understand what we mean. It takes time. But we do use all the terms the reader can relate to and do not threaten communication. We have to wait for people to get used to the rest before we use them.
Many of the world's most outstanding literary works are written in Persian, and more than 110 million people speak it. Iran has made preserving the Persian language a cultural priority, but not every nation where Farsi is spoken invests in keeping it alive and up to date.
We are the only country teaching every scientific field in Persian. We are proud of that. Other countries like Pakistan and India, for instance, don't do this. In Tajikistan and Afghanistan, they're having problems with technical terms, and they're looking to Iran to solve this problem. The Tajiks are influenced by the Russians, and in Afghanistan, we see Persian and Pashto competing for prominence. And they've decided to teach science in English.
Abul Qasim Ferdowsi began the daunting task of preserving the Persian language all on his own. Centuries later, the task of cherishing Farsi as Iran's national language has been taken up by teams of literary experts and the government. As for the public, well, people might find it difficult to adopt new terms, but what they refuse to let go of is their literary heritage. Theirs is the language of Maulana, Hafiz, and Sa'di, whose words trip off tongues effortlessly even today.